I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You listen to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. And we did cover a little grill in that last segment. What do you know? We got away from the motorhome repair. But anyway, we're back. And we were going to talk about a couple things in the last segment we didn't get to, as usual. So here we are. Polish Delight. What is a Polish Delight? Well, that might be a loaded question.
Yeah.
What do you want to talk about a Polish
private.
Delight?
Okay. That wasn't supposed to be a show topic.
Oh, okay. Well, so there's a dot, dot, dot behind it, so I had to ask.
It's not really a grill thing. It's something my wife's secretary used to make for us. And she would get a package of fresh sauerkraut. She'd rinse it, and she'd throw it in her slow cooker. And she would throw a bunch of red skin potatoes in there and some cut-up sweet onion. And then she'd pour some chicken broth over it. And I would usually be outside grilling the kielbasa, and about the time she had all that put together, I would put about 6 nice chunks of grilled kielbasa in there, and then she'd let it sit for about 3 hours, 4 hours in the slow cooker. She worked for us. So by noon, lunch was ready, and nobody could even stand to wait because it smelled so stinking good. Her name is Susan Mosley. She's the one that gave me that great big cast iron fry pan that you used to cook on at my house several different times.
And then now I have one.
Yeah. Well, no, this isn't my biggest one. This is my favorite one.
Right.
Because Susan gave it to me.
Yeah.
Susan Mosley.
You know, I got a 20-inch, and it only goes on one grill I have because it's so big, and that's in the smoker. It's too deep with the handle on it.
Right.
That you can't get it in anything to cook except on this. It won't even go in the green egg because the handle keeps the lid from closing.
I've had that problem my whole life.
Yeah.
So let's talk about that in the fourth segment.
Well, okay. Okay. So
the next thing is pork steak. Are you a fan?
Moderately.
Moderately?
I think that I've got to dress up pork so much to make it have some flavor. The unless you get a nice fatty cut, but a pork steak is often quite lean. If it's a loin chop,
pork steak.
You're talking about the outside of it. It's got a fat in it, but there's not a lot of marbling through it. Or where am I missing what your steak is?
Pork steak is kind of a cheap cut. When I was a kid, we had 6 kids, and my dad was a sole breadwinner, worked for the state back when the state didn't pay anything. So my mom had to learn how to stretch dollars. Well, so she could make it taste really good, and I never ate it after that. But
because I ate so much of it, I don't want to eat it again.
When Rob and I had the road show going, he picked it up and said, "You ever make this?" And I said, "Not in a long time." He goes, "Let's get some of these." And we put some rub on those pork steaks, and we smoked them for about 2 or 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, that cheap piece of pork was so ridiculously good. I demoed with it after that all the time because I wanted to eat it. It was just...
Was it moist when you got done with it?
Yes, beautiful.
Yeah, because that's the part I don't like about it is it dries out.
No, it doesn't.
And I made a pork loin for the guys.
No. You got the wrong piece. Next time you're in the supermarket, just look for a pork steak.
Okay.
Very often when you buy a pork chop, there'll be one hidden under the chops.
Oh,
if you're with a certain big box store that's all over Michigan.
Right.
That's their butcher's trick.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I got to believe it's at the end of the chop, and it's where it starts going into the attachment.
Okay.
Another thing, of course, that is fun to do for dads is pigs in a blanket. You can do those on your smoker, and there's lots of ways to do them. But I prefer to do them with a really nice piece of – I love again, it's Sobeys. This is a Sobeys show. But I love their breakfast sausage.
Yep.
And I just get the Pillsbury triangular
– crescent rolls.
My wife buys them, yeah.
Crescent rolls.
And I throw a nice chunk of cheddar
That's your
in
blanket,
there.
Right?
Yep. And chunk of cheddar, and I wrap that up, and I'll put a bunch of them on the pan when the kids are over.
Right.
And those will go right on the
grill.
Now,
are the breakfast sausages cooked before you put them in there?
No.
No?
Nope.
So how long you got to cook that in the oven then?
15, 20 minutes.
And that sausage will get done in there.
Beautifully.
And not burn the bread.
Beautifully.
Because I would have probably pre-cooked the sausage and then wrapped it up
and
put it in there put it in there long enough to bake the bread and then be done with it.
Well, if you want to do that, just use smoky links.
Yeah, there you go.
If you're a skeert.
Yeah, well, I just don't like raw pork. You know, none of us do.
You're a liar. Yeah. Okay, so another thing kids love are city chicken.
Okay.
And Sobey also sells those. Any good butcher, any family butcher will sell them. It's nothing more than pork sausage on a stick, like a breakfast sausage, and then they roll it in, I think, breadcrumbs or something, and it
right,
looks
some
like
sort of
a
bready.
Mock drumstick.
Right.
And you can throw those on the grill or in the smoker, and they are honestly—
You can deep fry those, too.
They're fun.
I've had them deep fried,
Kids
too,
love
yeah.
them because there's no muscle connectivity or no skin to, you know, gross mm-hmm. amount, no blood in the joint.
Right.
They're always good
yep.
as long as you cook them enough.
Right. So speaking of sausage, I made some jalapeno poppers for the guys last weekend, but I went and got Sobey's kielbasa, that Parkside kielbasa.
Shocker.
But anybody's kielbasa that you can get. And then just put the cream cheese, and I used his beef jerky dip. It's a cream cheese-based dip.
Yeah.
Rolled that up, put it inside the popper,
and then
put the kielbasa over the top and smoke those things. Rave reviews. Just easy three ingredients, man.
Is
but
that an armadillo egg?
I guess that's what they call those. I don't know, but it was a popper with sausage on the outside rather than bacon.
Mm-hmm.
An easy little recipe. You could put anything in them you want, but he had that beef jerky dip, which is cream cheese-based anyway, a little bit of garlic in it, and then real finely ground beef jerky. I'm sure it's like the ends and stuff that he just grinds up to use in there. But anyway, fabulous, just fabulous. But an easy one, hour on the smoker, and they were just done. You know, I had one guy eat six or seven of them. He's like, man, these are the best damn thing I ever ate. And I'm like, well, you don't eat much, buddy, because they're good, but they're not that good.
No, they are good.
Yeah.
Them are good.
Them are good. Yeah, exactly.
So a cheaper piece, this is supposed to be the full deli, section. So that's why I'm doing all the cheap stuff. I forgot to announce it at the beginning of it. But the Full Belly Deli is all about
our
deals.
Our listeners
from mom and
are
dad.
Used to doing things ass backwards if they're listening to us.
So, chuck eye steaks or hanger steaks are two cheap cuts you can get. And like a chuck eye steak, it's a butcher's trick these days. Again, the big stores are doing it. But it's not horrible. It's not horrible. You can get them on sale really cheap.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also get those eye of round on sale fairly cheap sometimes. And those are cool to use as well. If you have a smoker, you can smoke them to about 130 and then pull them off and wrap them and let them chill. And then you can slice them on a bias, and you'll have some beautiful shaved beef for sandwiches. Really paper thin.
Right, yeah.
Because it's really tough if you don't. It's round steak.
Right.
And round just gets tough.
And, it's a big working muscle off the cow.
And, it is.
And you've got to just cut it thin and don't overcook it, because if it gets overdone, then not much you can do with it.
I'd bring it up to about 130 and then wrap it and just park it and refrigerate it. And when you're ready to do some shaved sandwiches, there's a beautiful piece of meat right there that none of your friends are going to make that.
Right.
You'll have your own signature little piece.
Right. Put that with some mushrooms and onions and make yourself a sandwich.
I would do some horsey sauce, a little cream, a little sour cream and horseradish.
Right.
And some, I would chop up some green onion and, like you said, some mushrooms.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Be tasty.
Coming up next, we're going to camp and we're going to bring some cast iron. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.
Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in his space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. Go to Garrett's Appliance. While you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. GarrettsAppliance.com.